Christ himself is our instructor. March 3. He teaches us his yoke is easy, his burden light. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:30. We are to bear the yoke of Christ that we may be placed in complete union with him. Take my yoke upon you, he says. Wearing the yoke unites finite man in companionship with the dearly beloved Son of God. Lifting the cross cuts away self from the soul and places man where he learns how to bear Christ's burdens. We cannot follow Christ without wearing his yoke, without lifting the cross and bearing it after him. If our will is not in accord with the divine requirements, we are to deny our inclinations, give up our darling desires, and step in Christ's footsteps. Men frame for their own necks yokes that seem light and pleasant to wear, but they prove galling in the extreme. Christ sees this, and he says, "Take my yoke upon you." The yoke you would place upon your own neck, thinking it a precise fit, will not fit at all. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me the lessons essential for you to learn. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Lord never makes a false estimate concerning his heritage. He measures the men with whom he is working. When they submit to his yoke, when they give up the struggle that has been unprofitable for themselves and for the cause of God, they will find peace and rest. When they become sensible of their own weakness, their own deficiencies, they will delight to do God's will. They will submit to the yoke of Christ. Then God can work in them to will and to do of his good pleasure, which is often entirely contrary to the plans of the human mind. When the heavenly anointing comes to us, we shall learn the lesson of meekness and lowliness, which always brings rest to the soul. Though you will have trials, yet these trials, well borne, only make the way more precious.